when an idea lives far beyond its birthplace. It transforms into something legendary. Here we call this the Chief's Kingdom. The expanse of those that define the Chief's spirit. Anchored smack dab in the middle of the United States, this kingdom has no earthly boundaries. From its Midwestern roots, it grows. It covers plains and deserts, rolls over seas and mountains, and rushes right into our hearts. It spans generations, races, creeds, until it finally touches the rugged landscape of our hopes and dreams. This kingdom was not built on stone or mortar, no. It was modeled on the stories of sport and valor. And each year, new chapters are etched into this never-ending saga.
20, 15, 10, touchdown!
And although there is one special place called home, wherever you hear the thunder of red and gold, wherever a hero is remembered, or another one born, wherever the will of people give life to the game, welcome, neighbor. You're in the Chief's Kingdom.
There are a lot of Kansas City Chiefs fans, none greater than the Redcoaters.
My name is Erica Corrado-Waller, and I'm a school teacher in Lawrence, Kansas. I teach 6th, 7th, and 8th grade theater.
My name is Brent Sled. I live in Everland Park, Kansas. I've been a realtor for the past 30 years.
My name is Brian Gregory, and I own a technology company basically since I was 17 years old.
My name is Lacey Glover. I am a former rodeo queen. I grew up riding horses.
My name is David Jones. I actually used to be the city council member and mayor for the city of St. Joseph.
I'm Peggy Mars. Since the stadium opened in 1972, I've only missed three home games.
My name is Dan Ledoux. I live in Joplin, Missouri. I'm a volunteer rescue diver.
My name is Ray Zakovich. I'm retired from the United States Secret Service, and I'm a Redcoater.
Redcoaters, beyond the gridiron are the unsung heroes, entrusted with the Chief's creed and deployed with a mission to spread good throughout the Chief's kingdom. You'll see them in the soup kitchens. You'll see them giving aid to the needy. You'll see them on Sundays welcoming the team to the field. You'll see them just about everywhere you go, wearing red coats and wearing them with pride.
It's a huge honor for me to be a Redcoater. We represent the Kansas City Chiefs in the community. But more importantly to me, we actually represent the Hunt family, and we carry on the legacy of Lamar Hunt and all the great things that he's done for Kansas City.
There are a lot of things that we can do that aren't related to football. But because we have a presence in the community, we can help in a lot of different ways. And I enjoy that community service aspect.
The Chiefs are just in me. They've just been such a big part of my life. And to put on this coat and be looked at as a representative of the Chiefs family, it's just a huge privilege.
When you put on that coat, number one, you just know you're going to have a good day.
It's like putting on a Chiefs uniform every time we go out to do something. For me, I had the chance to meet and speak to Mr. Lamar Hunt several times. And he was a man that left an impression on you. He always took time, even if it was on game day and you passed him in a hallway or in the parking lot. He actually stopped and took time to speak and focus with you, and it left a real impression. And I feel like it's important for the Redcoaters to go out and give that impression to the fans around town.
To the Redcoaters, their connection to their team is priceless. And Lamar Hunt had a way of making people feel like they were a part of the family. But Hunt's ties to the Redcoaters go even deeper than that, reaching all the way back to the team's inception and their historic move to Kansas City.
Professional football, that most fascinating, most exciting of all spectator sports, came to Mid-America in 1963 when the Dallas Texans became the Kansas City Chiefs. The men behind this history-making move were Lamar Hunt, owner of the Texans, and Jack Stedman, his general manager. Hunt's team, the Texans, became an artistic success. They won the American Football League championship in 1962. But the crowds necessary to support a sport which is expensive as well as exciting never came.
I told Lamar, I said, Lamar, we can't just continue to play in Dallas and continue to lose money. I said, we really need to find a city that we can be successful in. Lamar got a call the next day from Roe Bartle And he said, young man, I'd like to visit with you to see whether there's any possibility that you might have any interest in moving your team to Kansas City.
In 1963, Kansas City already boasted one professional sports franchise. But the enterprising Kansas City mayor was hungry for more.
Lamar and I put together all the things that we thought we would need if we were going to make the move to Kansas City. And one of those was we would need 25,000 season tickets.
Kansas City officials sprung into action at the prospect of professional football coming to Mid-America. And under the guidance of Chamber of Commerce leader and former Kansas athletic star Ray Evans, Kansas City's first Redcoaters quickly piqued Lamar Hunt's interest.
Ray put together a team of business people that he knew to sell season tickets. So that's how the Redcoaters started.
These were leading businessmen in Kansas City that went out and worked so hard for the Chiefs and did everything they could to sell season tickets when the team needed it. And if it was good enough for the big shots in town to buy tickets, it was really good enough for everybody else.
With the aid of hundreds of volunteer workers, the drive was an overwhelming success. And Mid-America had its professional football team, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, the Redcoaters are another part of the Chiefs that, you know, go back many, many decades, all the way to when the team came to Kansas City. So in addition to making appearances and supporting the team, the Redcoaters were really key in helping the Chiefs make the transition to Kansas City and build the season ticket base, which over time became one of the best in the National Football League.
Here were businessmen that were working at their particular job or their particular business, but they were out trying to sell season tickets for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I thought, my, that's something. You know, that means something because these people don't have to do that, but they're trying to do something to save what is good for Kansas City. And so it told me something about the pride of the people of Kansas City, what kind of people that they were.
I think it started out with a small group of people wanting to show their pride in some way, and it just keeps growing and growing in different ways.
To me, the DNA of a Redcoater is the passion for the Chiefs, being a caring person, a giving person, and just being ready to help others.
It's just that legacy of Lamar Hunt, and it's always been core to the Chiefs that the community be part of this organization. It's just as much a part of the organization as the football team.
I can't remember a home game where our players have run out and not run through the Redcoats. That's a Chiefs introduction to the football team, and it's been that way for many, many years.
Oh my gosh. I don't care if you've been on the field one time or 25 or 50 times. The emotion that you feel is unbelievable.
You get the echoes of the screams and the yells. It just magnified. You know, you turn around and you look at the fans and everybody's up. Everybody's yelling. They're waving their flags, their banners.
I actually start crying because it's so emotional, the national anthem, the fireworks going off, looking up and seeing all the fans. I'm ready to go there right now.
Chiefs Kingdom is brought to you by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs. The Redcoaters of Kansas City have been showing their love for their team and their town for half a century. Whether lending a hand or spreading Chiefs spirit on Red Friday, these men and women give their time to the Kansas City Chiefs. Their connection to their team, however, endures beyond their duties as Redcoaters. It trickles down into their daily lives, into the work they do, and the people they meet.
The Redcoaters are such a diverse and rich group with a wide range of people. And two things bring us together, and that is our passion for the Chiefs and our passion for Kansas City.
My classroom actually has a lot of Chiefs memorabilia, and throughout the season, I decorate every week with Go Chiefs, beat whoever we're playing that week. Today is obviously Red Friday. LHS, yeah, woo! The kids love it because, you know, they know that Mrs. Waller's going to say something weird this week, and it's going to be a lot of energy in our classroom. On our trivia this morning, how many of you know the answers to our trivia questions? Number one, how many times have the Chiefs been to the Super Bowl? Bonus points for you. You know, every Monday we come in and we talk about the game the day before at the beginning of the day, and it just kind of starts our week off. It's fun. It's a way for me to connect with the students and a way for them to know what's going on in their community.
I know you're saying you like wooded lot. This one's got a nice private lot. This street will go through eventually. First floor is just totally open. That's really important these days with a lot of buyers. They want that real open concept.
This is such a great subdivision. The people tend to get out a lot. You see people out walking with their kids and their dogs. And
I want my out-of-town clients to love Kansas City like I love Kansas City. A long time ago, we used to be very much a sales organization, so they'd give out a Chiefs ring that's just like a Super Bowl ring every year for top sales. And I won that ring one year. And so I wear that ring every day of my life, and it's a great conversation piece. Of course, all my clients end up seeing my ring and ask me about it, you know, and I get that feeling of pride of being a Redcoater and being part of the Chiefs organization.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Founders Club, which is named after our dear founder, Lamar Hunt. Folks, you're probably wondering how the Chiefs arrived here in Kansas City. I'll give you a little history.
To be a Redcoater, you have to be, as I stated, you have to be dedicated. You represent the team. You represent the Hunt family to the best of your ability.
I'm a Redcoater. I've been a Redcoater for 25 years. We're the only team, the only NFL team, that have such a group. So we're very, very proud, and I think the Chiefs are very, very proud to have us.
Redcoaters are those passionate people that just dig in and get things done. You know, last year was a great example when we had the disasters in Joplin and Redding, and the Redcoaters came out literally within 2 or 3 days of the disaster.
We got such a great group of people. We all have a common bond. You know, we all have the huge passion for the Chiefs. We also have a huge passion for helping make the community a better place.
We're also diverse. We're very different people. All of us come from different backgrounds. We all have different professions. There are a lot of entrepreneurs, independent business owners. There are people like me who work for the school district. But basically, we all come together from all these different backgrounds with one shared goal, and that's to support our Chiefs organization. We love our football team.
Corona Light presents Kenny Chesney's No Shoes Nation Tour. Starring Kenny Chesney. And Eric Church. Eli Young Band. And introducing Casey Musgraves, Saturday, June 15th at Arrowhead Stadium. Tickets go on sale Friday, December 7th at 10 a.m. Available at all Ticketmaster ticket outlets. Kenny Chesney and friends in concert.
Chiefs passion reaches every corner of the Redcoaters' daily lives. The source of that passion originates from a familiar place. From the deafening roar, the infinite red expanse, from the bright lights, from game day at Arrowhead.
My mom is who brought me into being a Chiefs fan for sure. I grew up not far from the stadium, so she brought me to a Chiefs game when I was in high school and always hosted football parties at our house. It was contagious. She brought me into it.
First game I can remember watching was the 1968 playoff game. We were watching my grandmother's house. I think I've been hooked ever since.
When they won the Super Bowl, I had a Super Bowl party. All my family came, which I'm from a big family. And we were all gathered around our TV, and I'd hear all the Chiefs fans cheering, and I thought, I want to be there. So in 1972, when they opened the new stadium, we got season tickets. And through the good and the bad, we have been there all along. Another one of my favorite memories among the many, the Thanksgiving game night. Kenny and I were honored to get to sit in Lamar's suite that night for the game. The stadium was just electric. We won the game. I think probably one of the loudest games we've ever had. Besides going to all the games at Arrowhead since 1972, Kenny and I have traveled on an away trip every year, at least one game since 1987. This was the Baltimore Ravens trip back in 2003. And Dante Hall runs back a kickoff return, and we end up winning the game.
I think it's by Wayne Ritchie. He's at the 45, 35, 30. He's going to outrun the entire Ravens defense. Touchdown, Kansas City.
I love football. I like the Chiefs organization. I think they're first class. They're very involved in the community, which is what I like. I do bleed red.
When I say I want people to feel what I feel on game day, it's... there's nothing like it.
Fires for the end zone, and it's going to be caught. Well, he's got him and pulls him to the ground. Open his ball at the 25. He's at the 30. McCluster could go. Touchdown! 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 Kansas City!
My favorite thing in the world is to bring somebody to a game that's never been to Arrowhead before. We start to head up that hill, and they're going to see all of the people tailgating and smell the smoke. And all of the tents and the crazy buses. And when we're walking into the stadium, I just tell them, just wait for the national anthem. You can't imagine. And that's all I tell them. There's just nothing in the world like somebody experiencing that for the first time.
Since 1963, the Redcoaters have shown their commitment to their city and its football team. And over the years, few people have come to appreciate the Redcoaters more than those wearing the numbers.
The Redcoaters are great supporters of the Kansas City Chiefs. When I first got here about 7-8 years ago, they welcomed me with open arms. They're fans, they're great people to talk to on and off the field, and they're very loyal.
The Redcoaters love the Chiefs as much as anybody in the stands and as much as any guy on the field.
There's no other feeling on opening day home here at Arrowhead Stadium. And we get that opportunity to run through that tunnel on the field of Redcoaters and seeing the look on their faces, the optimism that they have for this football team is incredible.
When I see the Redcoats, I said, there's my people. A lot of people yelling and screaming at me and all that, but I know when I see the people in the Redcoats that they're on my side.
Chiefs Kingdom is brought to you by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs. The Chiefs Kingdom is a symphony of moments, images, connections, and each snapshot tells a story of her adventure. Traditions run deep in Kansas City, and year after year, as the leaves turn and football grows near, Chiefs fans gather to celebrate a new beginning and a new season on Red Friday.
Redcoaters actually started Red Friday 20 years ago this year, and Red Friday is a celebration that we have before the opening game of the season, and that was actually part of the inspiration for a current NFL program called Back to Football, which is loosely based on what we do with Red Friday as a way to generate interest and get people excited as the season starts.
Before launching the Back to Football campaign in 2010, we looked across the league to see what all our teams were doing to celebrate the return of football. One of the great examples we saw was what the Kansas City Chiefs and the Redcoaters were doing with Red Friday, and it's been a great example of a Back to Football activation in a local market. The Redcoaters are not only passionate fans of the Chiefs, but they are also so involved in the community and what they've built with 20 years of Red Friday celebration. It's really impressive the way they've rallied local fans and the community behind the return of the NFL season.
To me, the Redcoaters were the original super fans. You know, we put in a lot of time and a lot of energy into being fans of the Kansas City Chiefs. We may not wear letters on our chest and paint our tummies blue or whatever, you know, but we get out there in our red coats and we show our spirit on Sundays and every day of the week that we're speaking positively about the team.
On the next Chiefs Kingdom.
I heard you know everything there is to know about the Chiefs.
I probably would like to be in the NFL someday.
God, he got it, Ryan Sucker!
Whenever I go to Arrowhead, I don't have to think about that test at school. 3 hours of no stress, just the Chiefs.
Toss power trap.